Okay, after Boaz gives Ruth all the brachas that we discussed yesterday, all the compliments, he tells her how gevaldik she is, Malchus Beis David's going to come from her, Shlomo. Strange thing. Once Chazal are telling us that when Boaz told her, Teimaskutech Shlomo Meim Hashem, Altikri Shlomo, El Shlomo, that Boaz was already predicting, this is the mother of Melech HaMashiach, Malchus Beis David. Maisa, he brought a guest into my home, and you told me in Nevuah that this guest is going to be Mashiach, so I wouldn't put him in the regular guest room. I would talk to the Rebbetzin about moving out of our master bedroom. Mashiach. You know, not putting him in the guest room is very comfortable, Baruch Hashem. But the master bedroom is a master bedroom. Put him in the master bedroom. Maybe he wants a treadmill. He has to be Makabitz Nitche Yisrael. To be in good shape. Yeah. Give him a tub with a jacuzzi. I don't really have a Heintek jacuzzis that people have in their rooms. It's a whole maimed, a swimming pool. You give him the best you have. Mashiach ben David. Gevaldik, you'll give him. Very strange. He gives her, he tells her as follows. Vayomer lo Boaz. She thanks him for everything that he told her. And he responds, he lets her sit and partake the food that the workers eat from. Take some bread and dip it into the vinegar. It's not a very lavish meal. This wasn't a five-star suited. He gives her not giving her anything extra. And she went and she ate. I don't understand. You just finished saying that this woman is the mother of Malchus Beis David. Bring her to your dining room. Give her a steak. We had a yeshiva dinner last night. Everybody got a steak. We used to get a very good deal. The caterer used to give us steak for free. The upgrade. For years and years, that caterer wasn't available anymore. So we went with a new caterer. The new caterer charged extra money for steak. It was a whole shaila in the yeshiva, what we should do. Some people said, Maila b'kodesh v'emiri. Once you give somebody steak for 5 years, you can't give them chicken. It was a whole machlekes. The mice of the behemoth won. Behemoth and oif gets into a fight. The shor wins. So the shor took over the banner. But part of the svara was, these are the same people, the supporters of the yeshiva, they come every year. Every year they give a little more than the year before. So it should be b'mayit. It's a good svara. I would have felt strongly the other way. Then I would have had the chickens win. I let the animals win because I heard the svara. So Boaz, once he comes to this conclusion, who he's dealing with here. And she's such an unbelievable person. He went through all the riots that he had. So why is he giving her such a nothing with nothing? So Chazal seemed to be oimed on what Boaz gave us. Chazal tell us, Ilu oyedea Boaz, Shakosuv Machtiv Olavayitzbat Lo Keli. If Boaz would have known that there's going to be a Megillas Rus written about her, and Megillas Rus, it's going to say what he did. Zokteo, Agolim Ptumois Hoyomachim. He would have given her Agolim Ptumois, fat cat. So why didn't he do it? Boaz wasn't a covet zucha. Boaz wasn't looking for covet. He's a God Lador. Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He saw everything. So he needed the extra press coverage. Would have known that. Oh! What's going on here? There's a similar chazal by Reuven. But by Reuven, it's easier to understand. Chazal tell us, when Reuven saved his brother Yosef, he didn't really save him in such a wholesome way. Threw him into a pit with the Nechashim HaKrabim. Wasn't so partial. Chazal say, Ilu Yedea Reuven, that the Torah was going to save Ayishma Reuven Vayatzileu Miyodo. So the Medrash says, Al Kseifo Yerim HaKibam. He would have taken Yosef and put him on his shoulder and carried him to his father. It's also Shver Chazal. Also Shver. But there at least, I have several different Malachim. Simple Malachim. The most simple one, I'll tell you right now what the most simple one is. How do you learn Poshet? That Reuven had them throw Yosef into a pit. Why did he do that? Poshet Pshat is, that was the best he felt he could do. The Rechayim HaKadosh asks, Talukhoira, what kind of saving is this? He throws somebody into a bor, even without knowing it's Nechashim HaKram. The Shailin Chazal, if Reuven knew there was Nechashim HaKram. Some learn the Gemara in Shabbos there, Chafalif, Gemara talks about Nechanek, Shinich Lamala Me'asimame, Psula. And the next, the Gemara says, V'aborek Eberim Mayim of Nechashim HaKram Me'ashbun. Some learn in a cute way, that's the Asmacht of the Gemara. Why did Reuven throw him into such a pit? Terence says he didn't know they were Nechashim HaKram. Why did he know Nechashim HaKram? It was more than 20 amas deep. Shoulder Bayena. That's the connection in the Gemara. It's cute. Lamaisa, Zichu, even if, whether he knew there were snakes or he didn't know there were snakes. If he knew there were snakes, even a bigger cat. The Gemara says in Yevamos, if you fall into a pit with lions, you can't be mayor on the guy's wife. Now we just had a mice, a kid fell into a gorilla. To a closure with a gorilla. All my lake is if they should have shot him or not. I'm talking about the gorilla. Sounds like some people wanted them to shoot the kid. These animal activists. Left-wing animal activists. They're mourning over the death of a beast that was shot to kill to save a child. Try to figure that out. They're the same people that are pro-abortion. So they don't stand up for human rights, but for animal rights they stand up. An animal that's holding on. That animal could have smashed that child, Rahman al-Islam, in a blick. This animal was huge. It's not an animal you'd want to sit and have a kiddush with. This is a 400 or 500 pound gorilla. It's not something. It's Kishom Aleich. He was holding the kid like he was like nothing, like garnish, like you pick up a crumb. So they shot the whole country is in an uproar. Shot the gorilla. They're making all news. There's a federal case now against the zoo. On two ends, else animal rights, and else maybe they talk it didn't have enough protection from the kid. Yesh, yesh, it's all bikuach. Shouldn't they shot? The halacha is, lemais, if you fall into a pit with a bunch of gorillas, ain't me eat them al ishta. Because it could be they won't kill them. But nofal, legoiv, nechoshim akravim, the Gemara says, yevomis, me eat them al ishta. That's how sure the death is. That you could assume he's dead. You could say, I saw this guy fall into a pit with snakes and scorpions. The Gemara explains agavat tzitzin because it's squashed and because of the space, they're going to attack him. So what kind of atzol? Chaim HaKadosh says this guy. So Chaim HaKadosh says there's a difference between, it's a very Kabbalistic Chaim HaKadosh, there's a lot of Kabbalists for him that go into this concept that there's a difference between being saved from a boss of a dog and being saved from an animal. A baal bechira, somebody who has free will, you're in more danger when they want to get you. Even though everything is biyad Hashem, you're in bigger danger if somebody comes to you with a gun and they want to shoot you, and a lion comes and wants to attack you. You need more rachmei shemayim to be saved from the bullet than you do from the hungry lion. That's the Rechaim HaKodesh is telling us. Reuven put him in a matzah where at least he'll be nimsar to not balei bechir. That's the Rechaim HaKodesh. So the way the Rechaim HaKodesh is learning, you could say simple. Reuven knew or thought that he's limited. He didn't think he has much koyach. He didn't think he could tell his brothers, too bad on all of you, I'm taking him back to our father. He didn't think he'd be able to do that. In the melee, this is the best he could do. Get him to throw him into a pit and take out a sefer tehillim. But he wanted to do that. He wanted to take him to his father. The pasuk is made. Leman atziloi, he wanted to save him to bring him to his father. Oh, but once he has a pasuk, vayishma Reuven vayatzilei miyadam, once the pasuk is made, that he had the power to save him. If Reuven would have seen that the Torah is made, that he was a ba'atzalah, I'll say for you, Makibel. He would have had the oiz, he would have had the strength to go and do something which he thought he can't do. That's one of the ways to learn. I often say it's that way. The person, the biggest akmas nefesh that a person has is when they don't do something that they really could have done. Shasmaisi, you think, I can't do it. I can't do it. Guy spends years in yeshiva, leaves. And he didn't become a boki b'shas, a boki in shulchan aruch, a boki. He didn't. He disappointed him. He looks back and goes, you know, I could have. There's no bigger tzar than I could have. That's the worst. Lost lovely. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to show them, show him. Yeah, it's a horror. You're going to halal baichim. They're going to cry. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show them, show him what they could have done. It's a very difficult Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Tzadikim nidmalam b'kahal, Rishoyim nidmalam k'chut asah. Which means, Lost in love, the Rishoyim are going to look at the Yetzirah, they're going to go, this was the whole thing. He's nothing. Garnished. Little shrimp. They're going to pull the Yetzirah out. You're going to see a little 3-foot midget that you could have gone like. And you're going to, the Rishoyim are going to cry. They're going to say, how didn't we conquer this midget? The Tzadikim nin malam kaha. They're also going to cry. Pasha Pshad is they're going to cry of joy. How did we accomplish this? The way I typed up the Gemara is lost in love. It's the same Yetzirah. What's the sign of Chut HaSar? Yetzirah Dech Mizgabar Olav B'Kol Yom. What Hashem is going to show the Rishoyim is how little they would have had to do in order for Hashem then to kick in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show the Rishoyim, you see, this is what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to do this. And then it would have been done. They say, wow, I can't believe we didn't do that. Can't believe it. That's all it was. They didn't put in the effort. So I'm all a person doesn't know loy margish how much kamamori messiah like, how much help you can have from Shemai. Sometimes it's one of the big nesyanos to realize how much you could accomplish. Memele, by Reuven, we could learn like that. He didn't know. The pasuk testifies he was a baratzolah. Reuven, you could save your brother. Oh, if he would have known that, he would have gone way further. He would have not settled for a boil. But Boaz was a gevir adir. Boaz was fabulously wealthy. He had plenty of agolim. He had plenty of fat calves. He could have given Ruth 5-star meal. You have to pull something out of the freezer. Give him 5-star meal. Grilled steak. No. Why didn't he do it? The Torah says, if he would have known, then he would have taka done. So one thing we zecha can't say. You zecha can't say the reason why he didn't do it is because he didn't think he'll get the cover. Because that's not who Boaz was. That's not who Boaz was. Ultimately, we're going to learn that when Ruth comes to Boaz to marry him, Boaz makes himself humble to Ruth, as though she's higher than him. He was on of Moab. Wasn't on Nevis. So why didn't Boaz give her the meat? Obviously, he had a cheshbon. So, if you look at the pasuk says, "Vayitzbat lo keli, vatoichal, vatizba, vatoisa." That's the lashon. Vatoichal, vatizba. What's a pshat? Pshat you could say is very simple. Boaz, and this is the way we're going to learn Reuven. It's also going to explain Aaron HaKohen, because Chazal tells the same thing about Aaron HaKohen. Chazal tells by Aaron HaKohen, if Aaron would have known that the Torah says V'rochav v'somach b'libay, b'supim u'b'mcholos, he would have gone out with instruments to greet Moshe Rabbein. Pshat in that. Call it? Can't be called. Pshat. So you can say it's like, everything's with a chesh. The Novi says in Mishlei, Perek Yud Gimel, steht dort, Tzadik ochal l'soiva nafshe. A tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. Okay? That's a tzadik. And a rosho, beten rishoim techsa. And the stomach of a rosho is always empty. What does that mean? The Rosh is never full. The Tzaddik is always full. He's always full. And the Rosh is, his stomach is always empty. He's always hungry. That's what Shlomo Melech tells us. What's Pshat in this? It's a fascinating Rabbeinu Yain in Ovis. Rabbeinu Yain says, Eze Rosh HaSamech Pechelka. Rabbeinu Yain says, what does it mean, Samech Pechelka? So Rabbeinu Yehuda says like this. So Mech Bechelke means somebody who's primarily an Ish Ruchni. He learns, he davens, he does chesed. Happens to be, he has a little gashmias. He's happy with what he has. Rabbeinu Yehuda makes the Mishnah into a whole religious Mishnah. Simple, you read the Mishnah, so Mech Bechelke. The guy's happy what he got. He's a blue-collar worker. He works for the postal service. He has himself nebuch, a Hyundai, an Alta Fakroch, and a Hyundai. Vinyl hot seat. Where imamish is a schreif in there, the air conditioning doesn't work. And he sings himself home from work. He's a happy guy. TV, he has the old TV. It's not the flat screen. He has a moloch of TVs, Nebuch, with the tubes and this, with the hangers coming out of the antenna. Nebuch, he's a poor guy. But he's happy. He comes home, he tells his wife, Susie, life is great. I like my Hyundai. The other guy next door with his Lexus, garbage. This is a Hyundai, it's much better. Flat screen, what's the matter with flat screen? Nothing, it's loved. Loved is like it's not there. Our TV, it's what do you mean? It's kamam kamamis. Thick. It's the very choshev. Gevaldik. He makes life good. He's happy. That's the way you learn the Mishnah Pshuto. Rabbeinu Yehuda makes the whole religion. The guy's learning and he's davening and he's happy with what he has. We should say that in the Mishnah. It just says Sameach Bechelkon. He's happy with his lot. Pshat. The pshat is Rabbeinu Yehuda is telling you a simple thing. What Shlomo HaMelech is telling you in Mishlei. Tzadik oichel zvoya nafsho yuvetin rishon techsa. Yesh loy meir oitze Messiah. Yesh loy Messiah. Nobody is happy with what they have. You think Trump is rich enough? No, he needs much more. He needs much more. Nobody has enough. Whatever you live from, you need more. Ruchnius is also that way. I'm not saying that. They're famous. Chazal tell us. Oyev kesef liyizba kesef. Oyev mitzvah liyizba mitzvah. Rav Eliashiv didn't have enough learning. When he was 101 years old, he still wanted more. He was like, oh, Baruch Hashem, 101 years. I got enough. Never enough. He wanted more. He wanted more. The difference is that Ruchnius, when you're hungry for more Ruchnius, you're happy. It's a good feeling. Kinasayfim ta'abachach. That's how we said, Pashup Shah Kinasayfim. Wanting more Ruchnius doesn't make you feel sick. It gives you life. Kinasayfim ta'abachach. Hakineh v'atayv v'akovet mitzina sa'odim min ha'ilon, that's kineh of gash. Because there it eats your kishkesah. Betem l'shoim techsa. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there is no such thing as sameach b'chelkoi. The only way you could be a sameach b'chelkoi is if you're not living from that. That's not what gives you satisfaction. If you derive your satisfaction from physical things, you'll never be satisfied. If that's what makes you happy, if what makes you happy is another $100,000, another $1 million, another, it's not going to endless, never going to be satisfied. Al kochach zok Rabbeinu Yonah, you're somebody that doesn't get your satisfaction from gashmius. Mamela, you're happy with what you have. Otherwise, not possible. Otherwise, it's impossible. Rus, after the whole Misha Berach that Boaz gave Rus. So, Rus doesn't need. Rus gave up a whole life for chesed. Tzadik oichel is voya nafshay. Boaz knew that this is all she needs. She doesn't need fat calves. It's not going to make her happy. That's why he didn't give it to her. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk's made. What does the pasuk say? Vatitzbat lo koli. Vatoichal, vatizba, vatoisa. She ate, she got satisfied, and there was leftover. Boaz knew that. Our whole kasha is not a kasha. Boaz knew in advance. This is all she would want. This is too much for her. Now, start by Aaron HaKohen. When Aaron HaKohen went to greet Moshe, he went to greet Moshe the way Moshe would want to be greeted. Moshe didn't want there should be an orchestra there. But if Aaron HaKohen would have had to think that it's going to be in the Torah and now other people are going to learn from me, then he would already have done it differently. Because then he's not just greeting his brother Moshe, he's becoming the symbol how anybody greets anybody else. I was once Zoyche, to find out a private thing that happened by Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal had an appointment with a particular Rav, much younger than him. Rabbi Yankiv, compared to this individual that was coming to him, was like a lion and a mosquito. No shaykhis. Wasn't like a Rabbi Yankiv was waiting for Rabbi Aaron or the Satmar Rebbe. It was a person made an appointment to see Rabbi Yankiv. A respectable Jew. Anyway, the guy gets off the highway. He's on his way to Muncie. Those are the old days. They didn't have cell phones. In fact, they didn't even have push-button phones that came out then. Got off the highway to make a phone call. He notified Rabbi Yankiv that he's going to be in Muncie and he's going to arrive at his house in a half hour. Okay. What does Rabbi Yankiv do? Goes to his closet, puts on his kapotin, straightens out his tie, puts on his hamburg. The guy comes, he's standing outside. Rabbi Yankiv is already outside his door. A couple of them. Shot. If Yankov did that for me, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be very uncomfortable. So I found out that Rabbi Yankov, this was Rabbi Yankov's Malach. If he saw somebody's calling him up, special, he's not late, he's telling him, I'm going to be here. He wants us to be prepared. This is what he would like. Lastly, Kirtzon Ishvarish. He felt, this person called me, he didn't call me to say he's late. He called me to say he's going to be on time. This is when he's coming. So, I'm going to prepare for him. I'm going to make him feel like I'm waiting for him. And he did that. Make the person feel. If Aaron HaKohen would have known that the Torah is going to use him as a symbol, how brother A greets brother B, then he would have done it not in a way that Moshe would like. He would have done it in a way that anybody would like, be happy with. Boaz gave Ruth exactly what made her happy. But if he would have known that he's now going to become the symbol of Hachnos Azorchim, how you feed a guest, not for her. She didn't need it. She wouldn't have appreciated it. She wouldn't have doesn't talk to her. But he would have done it because now it became a permanent fixture in the Megillah. And what we have to learn from this Chazal, of course, the greatness of Ruth, but that whenever we do something, we have to look at it from two angles. One is what we have to do for the moment. And then we have to think about, we're making a fixture in history. Is this what we want to create? So Boaz satisfied the moment. If he would have known that this is what it would have been saying in the Megillah, then he would have done it differently. Would have done it in a way that wasn't for Ruth. For Ruth, this was talking exactly what she wanted. But he would have done it in a way that could have been a symbol for all. And that's the Musa that you have to learn from it.